After pouring more than $100 billion in taxpayer dollars into the black hole known as Ukraine, the neocon war hawks in Washington and London will have a lot of explaining to do when Ukraine implodes into chaos. Poland will likely move in to take a spoil in the western provinces, settling an old score against the Ukrainians, while Russia will take parts of the east. Below, Martin Armstrong explains the ugly history that makes Ukraine the cesspool of corruption that it is today, history of which Americans and Brits are almost completely ignorant. Notes in parentheses are, mine, guest post by Martin Armstrong. Ukraine is a complete disaster. I have been warning that our sources from Ukraine, not Russia, have been warning that the country is on the brink of collapse. The American neocons are being confronted with the fact that there never was any chance that Ukraine would defeat Russia. And putting a questionable gender dancer in high heels in charge of war, communications, was in itself a war crime. The Kyiv Post, on Thursday, tweeted that Sarah Ashton Cirillo, a transgender journalist from the United States, has become an official spokesperson of the Territorial Defense Forces of the Ukrainian Armed Forces. Sarah Ashton Cirillo, an American journalist who enlisted to fight in Ukraine's armed forces, has now been given a position as one of the Ukrainian military's official spokespersons. There is absolutely no way Ukraine can win anything. This is why Zelensky has been so desperate to drag in NATO, because he knows they cannot retake the Donbass, much less defeat Russia. The American neocons were hoping to weaken Russia so they could contrive some scheme to justify going in for the kill. Why? Because the neocons want control over Russia's vast resources. Closing parenthesis. There are rumblings behind the curtain now that a peace deal has to be struck or Ukraine will collapse, if their own troops do not rise up and assassinate Zelensky for his profiteering and slaughter of his own people. After all, numerous Roman generals found themselves in a position where they did not want to fight, so they assassinated their leader. In the case of Maximinus I, 235-238 AD, his own men, humiliated by their defeat, now entered the tent of Maximinus and murdered him. To demonstrate their new loyalty to Rome, they cut off his head and sent it to Rome. This was no isolated incident. It became rather common in history for the troops, when ordered to fight a wrong war, to turn and assassinate their own general. The fact that the Wall Street Journal, on July 23, wrote, Western military officials knew Kyiv didn't have all the training or weapons, from shells to warplanes, that it needed to dislodge Russian forces. But they hoped Ukrainian courage and resourcefulness would carry the day. The fact that this even appeared in the press shows there is discontent behind the curtain. All we have heard to date are lies about how Russia is weak and losing. That is precisely the opposite of the truth, and that is info from Ukraine, not Russia. Zelensky has kept up a false image of victory only to keep the money flowing into Ukraine. The population of Ukraine had stood at about 36 million before the war. At least 500,000 are now dead, and the real number of Ukrainians who have fled their homes may now exceed 10 million. Zelensky has destroyed his country all for the Donbass, which was never Ukrainian territory nor occupied by Ukrainians. This has been a Western proxy war against Russia, and Zelensky has betrayed his own people for a handful of silver. Zelensky's dream of selling Ukraine to BlackRock is really disgusting. He has had no problem letting his country burn, because the more that burns, the greater the rebuilding project. He has been bragging that this will be the biggest investment opportunity for Europe, with no mention of how many Ukrainians must die in order for the dream to be realized. Many have compared him to Nero letting Rome burn so he could build his grand golden palace. Poland is likely to take Western Ukraine in the final outcome. That was their territory from 1918 to 1945, and the Ukrainians slaughtered more than 100,000 Polish simply for ethnic cleansing. What is not given a lot of attention is that within Ukraine, there are ethnic Polish and Hungarians, who have also been abused by the Ukrainians. The Ukrainians did far worse than just killing Polish, for which they have refused to ever apologize. The Polish Association of Memory of Victims of Crimes of Ukrainian Nationalists documented 135 methods of torture and murder practiced by Ukrainian Nazis. Poland officially called the Ukrainian actions genocide. The Ukrainians have been protected by the CIA for decades only because they hated Russians. They continue to protect the Ukrainian Nazis only because they are waging war against Russia. The Ukrainians were unprecedented in their war crimes during World War II, and the sheer outright cruelty one would expect only exists in some B-rated horror movies. This included running children through with stakes, cutting a person's throat and pulling their tongue out through the hole, sawing a person's torso in half with a carpenter's saw, cutting open the belly of a woman in an advanced stage of pregnancy, removing the fetus, and replacing it with a live cat, before sewing up her abdomen. Cutting open a pregnant woman's abdomen and pouring in broken glass, nailing a small child to a door. In retribution, Ukraine is likely to lose the western provinces to Poland. As I have said before, Ukraine had finally achieved sovereignty but threw that all away for their hatred of Russians. What the Ukrainians overlook is that Stalin's 1930-1933 seizure of the food from Ukraine and their starvation have two major factors they do not want to acknowledge. 1. Stalin was not Russian, he was from Georgia. 2. Stalin's right-hand man proposed starving Ukraine and he was Ukrainian, not Russian. Lazar Kaganovich, 1893-1991, was in charge of taking the food from Ukraine. Some say he was Jewish and sought retribution against the anti-Jewish attitude in Ukraine. His real name was Lazar Moiseyevich Kaganovich. He joined the Communist Party in 1911 and became a member of the Kiev Committee of the Party in 1914. The following year, he was arrested and restricted to his residence in Kabana. He fled Ukraine and lived in various parts of Russia under the false name of Kaganovich. There he played an active role in the October Revolution as a member of the Red Army. He rose to be the right hand of Stalin and then convinced Stalin to take the food from Ukraine, most likely as retribution for his earlier arrest. Ukraine is a very troubled country. Its people suffer under propaganda and the philosophy of Stepan Bandera. A Ukrainian Nazi collaborator, was pure hatred and ethnic cleansing. In speaking with some very naive Ukrainians, they were told they had to fight for Russia and would not stop with the Donbass. Now they will lose a lot in western Ukraine is more likely to be taken by Poland. The only peace deal will be to surrender the Donbass to Russia. Odessa at best would be a neutral demilitarized city to allow access to a port for exports. Zelensky is desperately still seeking to get NATO to intervene and now escort their grain exports. He will never be satisfied until he creates World War III.